Spending a few minutes now with Widener's new head football coach, Mike Baranek, taking over the program. He had been on staff for a couple years and moves up to the head job. And first of all, Coach, thanks for coming in and congratulations.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
How excited are you? Take over a program, but not just a program, one that is an elite program and has been for decades in Division III.
I'm so thrilled. It's a tremendous honor. I'm humbled. Following some footsteps of some great football coaches and trying to do my best every single day to uphold the tradition.
You were on staff, I think, offensive coordinator.
Yes, sir.
How does that make the transition easier as opposed to coming in from another school, another program?
I think in football, it's all about relationships and culture. We're going to make some changes in our culture, but having strong relationships with our players on the offensive side of the ball certainly helps. And now throughout this offseason, getting to know the defensive players a little better and a little closer, it's certainly going to help my transition as the head football coach. And our program is going to be centered around the players, and it's all about the relationships that myself and our staff can build with them.
Now, I'm curious, you were the interim after a change was made at the end of the season, correct?
Yes, sir.
How did you approach the idea of interim? I guess you kind of have to go into that with the idea and the mindset that it will be my job. I mean, you don't know that, but that's kind of how you have to approach, I would assume, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a football coach, so when the news was brought to me that I was an interim, I accepted that role and just hit the ground running. There's things that need to get done. We had to go out and recruit. We did that to the best of our ability, and we're going to continue to do that. We implemented the off-season program. You know, I'm a football coach, and at the end of the day, it's about our players and our kids, so When that message came down, there was no other thought but to get to work. That's how I got to this position that I'm in. It's hard work. That's what I want to instill in our players. And you know, I wanted to make sure that I showed that through the time as an interim.
For Widener fans, what can they expect out of your football teams?
You're going to expect consistency. We're going to have a message from the top down through our staff to our players about consistency. I've been lucky to be on some great football teams under some great football coaches, and that's a constant. We're going to be consistent in the way we work, consistent in the way we prepare. Saturdays when we go out there, we want to be physical. You know, we want to be an attacking style offense and attacking style defense. We want to dictate the pace of play on both sides of the ball. And we're just going to play with tremendous effort, tremendous attitude. We're going to play inspired football the way Widener football should be played, the way it was played before we got there. And we're going to uphold the tradition.
Who have been some of the influences on you? I know you've been at several stops in the area and such. Who are some of the coaches that really had an impact on you and kind of you've taken a piece of them to who you are today?
First off, you know, Jim Clements, he was my head football coach when I played at college. He's a Widener grad, played at Widener University, coached at Widener University, was the head coach at Del Valle when I was there. He's now the head coach at Kutztown University. He's a guy that I admire the way he handles his players. He's a player's coach. He's firm when he has to be. He's also open when he has to be. He's just everything you want in a football coach. He's as good as a man there is in the business. Coach Manlove, Bill Manlove, who national championship coach at Widener, has been absolutely you know, paramount in my progression. He's a guy that, you know, I frequently call when I played at Del Valle. He was there as a consultant. He was a guy I always picked his brain. You know, he's been very good to me and mentored me, you know, through my whole career and to this point. And he's a guy that, you know, everybody has goals and they're steep to fill his shoes, but I'm going to attack it every day to be like him and Coach Clements. And, then I was fortunate enough to work for Pete Fredenberg, who's won two of the last three national championships in Division III. He's a professional. He teaches servant leadership. He's a guy that, there's not a job in football he hasn't done. He'll never ask anything of anyone that he wouldn't do himself. He's the epitome of a football coach, and you know, that's why he's the top football coach in Division III in the country, if not at every level.
What's your plan as a former offensive coordinator? Are you planning to fill that role yourself, or will you have an offensive coordinator on staff? How do you plan to approach that, or is that still a work in progress?
I mean, right now we have some openings on our staff that we're looking to fill. We're going to get that done here. You know, in the next 10 days, we're going to have a full staff in here. You know, we're going to get the best coaches available. If I can take a role, if we can find an offensive coordinator that I'm comfortable with, that I know is going to lead our players and put a good product on the field, you know, I'd like to move into more of a head coaching role and be a mentor and to both sides of the ball and be able to develop strong relationships. But it's it's essential that we hire a great staff, and we're currently in the process of doing that.
Does it feel completely real yet, or is it still kind of a little surreal that you're at the head of a program now?
I mean, it's an absolute dream come true. I mean, you know, to be a college football head coach, it's at 32 years old, it's, you know, my wildest dreams. I would have never imagined being here. You know, right now, I'm just so blessed to be at Widener University. You know, to be honest, when the job was offered to me, I took 5 minutes to reflect on, you know, long nights as a GA, sleeping in the office, you know, doing those type of jobs. And to be where I'm at now, you know, I just hope I can pay it forward to everyone who's helped me along my career, and you know, just put a great product out on the field that Widener's alumni and you know, student body and our players deserve.